This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, the If All Arkansas Read the Same Book program for 2018 really gets into full gear. The selected novel this year is Before We Were Yours by Lisa Wingate. The book is a fictional account of the Tennessee Children's Home Society, an organization that in much of the first half of the 20th century operated as an orphanage, but often children involved were taken from poor families without the parents' consent. This weekend, Lisa Wingate is in Arkansas to talk about the book. That Arkansas tour includes appearances at the Bentonville Public Library tomorrow at noon, with doors opening at 11, and at the Springdale Library tomorrow afternoon at 3. Lisa Wingate says the historical basis for her novel was a fascinating, if heartbreaking, story.
The Tennessee Children's Home Society was basically a system of orphanages, and the director of the Memphis branch was incredibly corrupt in her methods. And while some of the kids that she sort of specialized in providing kids for wealthy and famous people, Hollywood stars and people in government and people with a lot of money. And while some of the kids really were orphans who needed homes and whatnot, there weren't enough orphans to fill the orders. So where the rest of these kids came from is the dark side of this history. Kids disappeared from front porches in poor parts of town, from alleys outside tenement buildings, from dusty dirt roads while they were walking home from school, and were never seen again by their birth families.
What was your initial inspiration to lead down the road to Before We Were Yours?
I, like a lot of people, had never heard of it, which surprises me because I meet a lot of people out and about. This is my 30th book, so, you know, a lot of people have told me a lot of stories over the years. Nobody had ever mentioned this to me. I first heard about it. I was up late one night working. I had the TV playing with the sound turned off, and an episode of Discovery Channel's Deadly Women cycled on. And I happened to look up during a segment about Georgia Tan and turned on the sound and learned about this woman who basically ruled adoption in the state of Tennessee for almost 3 decades and pretty much had the ability to alter lives at will and affected over 5,000 children and, by that extension, many, many thousands of families on the adoptive side and, you know, the birth side.
When you're creating a fictional world that's based on something that's so personal, so real, what responsibility do you feel to you know, get things as right as possible?
Different people have different schools of thought on that. I like to try to really do my research and stay close to the truth, you know, the truth of the story, the truth of the history, because I'm a big history buff and I love these pieces of untold history, and I want to be fair and just to what really happened. What is a little tough about that sometimes is part of the reason you like writing fiction is because you can take things that you don't like about the world and you can put them in a novel and you can just fix them.
Right.
But when you're dealing with real history, you do have a responsibility to the history, and you're limited by what really happened. And so you can't, if you're going to be fair to the history, you can't always just make everything turn out, you know, sunshine and roses. And so that's a challenge sometimes, because I am a fan of an uplifting book and happy endings and things. And so sometimes it's a challenge to come to that happy ending without being unfair to the history and make it all work. And it was a challenge in this book, but I think the people who've read it will tell you it ultimately is an uplifting book about people making the most out of a very difficult situation.
How much of that sort of outlook that you just were talking about, adhering to history, but trying to, knowing you can't make it all roses, is inspired by also your journalism career? Because that sounds like journalism, right?
Yeah, to me, there's definitely an element of journalism in, you know, in taking these historical sort of, they would almost be dead files or something in journalism, and digging them back up and digging into the story and bringing it back to life. And so a lot of it is like journalism. You're doing your research, you're in the morgue files, at the newspaper, reading old articles and seeing what happened at the time and how people felt and what they were saying about it. And, you know, so you're factoring all of that in and, you know, really trying to, you're in the best way to recreate the time, including, the attitudes of the people sometimes, which can be, a bit shocking because, you know, our attitudes about things as a society change over time. And certainly some of what happened with Georgia Tan and the fact that she was able to do this so publicly and speak in the newspaper about, you know, removing children from people of low type and giving them to people of high type and why that was so much better. Some of that is a creature of its time and the social attitudes of the time and children being looked at much more as if they were chattel or possessions.
A commodity.
A commodity to be traded around to for the pleasure and desires of adults and people with power. And, you know, but when you look at the culture of the time, you realize she comes right after the orphan train era and the era of people not really even considering, in most cases, adopting an orphan into their family as you know, and raising this child as you would a natural born child in your family. And so it's a weird paradox because she does come along and change opinions about adoption.
I'm speaking with Lisa Wingate, who's the author of Before We Were Yours. Before We Were Yours has been chosen as the latest If All Arkansas Read the Same Book. What's that like, knowing that an entire state is encouraged to read your novel?
Oh, it's so exciting. Arkansas actually came on to the book very early. So this has been in the planning stages a while because the book's been out since almost a year ago. So I've known for a while, but I couldn't say anything until it was announced. So it was sort of like I had this great big secret every time I would be out and about in Arkansas. But it's really special to me. My oldest son was born in Arkansas, and we lived for a while in Springdale, and we have lived off and on in Mena. And so we have a lot of ties to Arkansas, and it's just one of my favorite places in the world. And to know that the book is going around the state and people are connecting over this story statewide is just really incredible.
You mentioned the orphan train. Of course, the orphan train has a major bit of history with Springdale and the Ozarks. Connections there, right? I mean, not necessarily physical connections, but thematic connections.
Oh, definitely. The orphan train was the beginning of an effort to try and solve what people then referred to as the orphan problem. And, you know, a lot of people don't know it today, but back at the turn of the century, you literally had, like you would in third world countries these days, even still, gangs of orphan kids trying to survive on the streets because people had just turned them loose and, you know, or their parents had died or whatever had happened. And the orphan train was the beginning of trying to figure out a way to get these gangs of kids off the streets and out of overcrowded institutions. And the problem with the orphan trains and later Georgia Tan is these situations, the families they went into, you know, these situations weren't vetted. There was none of the home studies and monitoring after the fact and all that goes on today. Not to say that we don't still have work to do in foster care and adoption today, but none of that was going on. So literally these kids are dropped in the laps of people who haven't been vetted, who haven't been checked on and who will not be checked on again in the future after this child is left in their care.
Lisa Wingate is the author of this year's selection for If All Arkansas Read the Same Book. the novel Before We Were Yours. She'll discuss the book and take questions tomorrow at the Bentonville Public Library at noon. Doors will begin opening at 11 at the Bentonville Public Library tomorrow. It's a joint appearance that is also organized by the Bella Vista Public Library. She'll also be at the Springdale Public Library at 3 tomorrow afternoon. You can find out more about her and her other works at lisawingate.com.